The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside of the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the crowds. and he taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." And Simon said in reply, "Master, we've worked hard all night and we've caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, so great that their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell to his knees and said to Jesus, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made had seized him and all those with him. And likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and they followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm glad to see so many here this morning after such a snowy start. So, in fact, it's hard. This is so deep; it's hard even to walk, you know. But again, God bless you all for being here. And to our visitors today, I say to you, welcome here. And so, we have this particular gospel today, of Simon Peter. And I want to just say a few words about it. And the first thing I want you to notice is that the Lord asked help from Simon Peter. Now, you know, you might ask, well, what help could God possibly need? And we often like to think that about ourselves. You know, God doesn't need my help, but in fact, God does. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ here, seeks Simon's help. He's standing at a lakeside and the crowds begin to gather. And so he says, well, they can't see me, they can't hear me. So let me go ahead and gather in. In this boat and sit out a little bit from the shore so I can see everybody. And so it is that he seeks Simon's help. And I simply ask you, what help does the Lord need from you? You say, well, God couldn't possibly need my help. But he does. He needs your hands. He needs your heart. He needs your voice. You know, I have that pulpit over there, but you all have the pulpits at your kitchen table. Pulpits in the classrooms, the pulpits of your children, where your children can hear you speak. You have pulpits in the workplace. And the Lord needs for all of us to speak his word. So whatever the equivalent of the boat that you and I have, the Lord wants to make use of the gifts and the talents. So that's the first thing to notice. First of all, the help that the Lord seeks from Simon Peter. And the second thing is Peter's hesitation. After preaching, the Lord says to him, well, put out for a catch. Now, this was a dumb idea because it's midday and you don't fish at midday. But Simon Peter says, well, I don't know about that. We've been working all night and we haven't caught a thing. But nevertheless, I'll do it. But he doesn't expect anything, does he? He doesn't expect a thing. And so it is that very often you and I, when we're made use of by the Lord, we may not expect much, but the Lord can still make use of us. And I want to say to you that I often experience the fact that a lot of times we're planting seeds. A lot of times we're planting seeds. And other times we're harvesting. And so sometimes we may not see a lot of immediate results from the work we do. At this very spot in the church, I, about 6 months ago, had a baptismal font. And there was a man that I baptized right here in this spot And for 70 years, his wife had prayed for him to accept baptism. But he wasn't quite ready. Then she died. 2 years after she died, he knocked on my door at the rectory and said, "I'm ready to accept baptism." So I got to bring in a harvest that someone else labored to plant the seed and to water it with her tears. And so it is that I reaped a harvest that somebody else sowed the seeds for. And so just remember that you and I may be planting seeds that someone else will harvest. We may hesitate. Well, what can I do? I don't seem to get any results. Just remember, sometimes the planting of the seed has to take place. So plant the seeds. Talk to children. Talk to grandchildren. Talk to co-workers. Speak to them about the Lord. They'll laugh. They'll say, "Nah, don't want to hear about it." But in the end, you're planting seeds. And 30 years from now, 40 years, maybe after you're dead, someone will knock on the door of a rectory like this and say, "I'm ready. I'm ready." So don't hesitate. Lower your nets for the catch. Not only does the Lord, therefore, ask our help, and not only do we hesitate, but then there is a harvest. And I just talked to you about the harvest. But again, they bring in this great catch of fish. And all I say is that we got to keep working. Because right now the numbers in the church seem to be down. But we'll keep growing. We'll keep working. And one day, the harvest that the Lord deserves will come in. Then I want you to notice that when Peter sees this, he falls to his knees. Look at his humility. He says, "Lord, I'm a sinful man. I doubted you." When he saw what the Lord could do. And so it is that we often have that experience. You know, the greatest hindrance to our bearing fruit and doing anything really is our lack of trust in God. Maybe it's even about something like sin. The Lord says if you sin, you'll be unhappy. And the devil says if you sin, you'll be happy. And we trust the devil and we don't trust God. Or even if we know something's wrong, we say, "Lord, I don't know how to stop it. And I don't think I can stop." And once again, we fail to trust God. And so it is we go on sinning. Or maybe it's about what I was just saying, that this work of preaching and teaching and encouraging people to come to the Lord. We think it's not doing anything and we just give up because we don't trust. So remember, we've got to sometimes fall to our knees like Peter and say, "Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. I don't trust you enough. I don't trust you." And the Lord will have mercy on us. And then finally, just notice that Peter gets up and he heeds God's word. Finally, after what he went through, Peter is now going to learn to trust the Lord. And the Lord says, "All right, Peter, you learned to trust me. Are you willing to come with me now and do the work that's at hand?" And Peter's ready. And Peter says, "I'm going to trust you." And they leave their nets and their boat. And they follow Jesus. They follow him. And that's the question for you and me. Where are we? There's a help that the Lord needs. And we may hesitate. But the Lord is promising us that there'll be a harvest. And we may not see every harvest. Others who come after us may see. And are we willing to accept the fact that we don't trust God enough and ask for mercy? And then learning to trust God more, to step out and to trust that there will be a harvest? That's the question that I leave with you and me today. Are we willing, like Peter, to trust the Lord enough to speak his word to people who may raise eyebrows, who may call us names, who may laugh at us? Are we willing to be a fool for Christ? Are we willing? And that's the question I leave with you. Amen.